In the remote mountains of Japan in 1645, a legendary swordsman put brush to paper and changed history. Miyamoto Musashi, undefeated in over 60 duels, distilled his lifetime of combat experience into The Book of Five Rings, a work that transcends mere swordsmanship to become a philosophical guide to strategy itself. What makes this slim volume so enduring? Perhaps because Musashi speaks not just to warriors, but to anyone facing life's inevitable conflicts. His wisdom isn't about how to fight, but how to prevail, in combat, in business, and in life itself. The principles that guided him through deadly sword duels now influence business executives, military leaders, and even UFC fighters. Think about it. What ancient wisdom could remain so relevant across four centuries that tech moguls like Elon Musk would still consider it essential reading? Strategy isn't just something you do, it's something you are. This fundamental insight separates Musashi's approach from those who practice strategy superficially, focused only on appearances or immediate gain. True strategy encompasses your entire approach to life. Musashi draws a powerful parallel between strategy and carpentry. As a master carpenter selects specific woods for different purposes and maintains tools meticulously, a strategist must deploy resources according to their natural strengths and keep skills sharp through practice. Both work with nature rather than against it. The carpenter follows the grain. The strategist works with human nature and conditions. This holistic perspective defines Musashi's two heavens as one school. Why limit yourself to a single approach when adaptable offers advantages? A warrior who dies with an undrawn weapon has failed, as has anyone who leaves their potential untapped. The goal isn't just victory in isolated moments, but developing universal wisdom. Musashi's approach transcends technique, reaching toward universal principles that govern all strategic situations. He criticizes schools that overemphasize specific methods or physical attributes, arguing that true strategy isn't about having many techniques, but understanding fundamental principles applicable anywhere. Water flows around obstacles, finding the path of least resistance. This fluidity forms the core of Musashi's strategic thinking. Spiritual bearing requires maintaining a calm, determined presence that's neither tense nor reckless. Your spirit should remain settled but unbiased, never revealing intentions, extending this balance to all daily activities. Physical posture flows from this spiritual foundation, head erect, eyes slightly narrowed, shoulders relaxed, with strength in your legs. Even weapon handling demands finesse. Musashi advocates a floating feeling in the thumb and forefinger for responsive control. Attitude, no attitude, means adapting like water filling vessels while maintaining your essence. If water represents adaptability, fire embodies decisive action, the moment when planning transforms into results. Musashi teaches three engagement methods: attacking first, ken no sen, waiting for the opponent's attack, tai no sen, and attacking simultaneously, tai no sen. Holding down a pillow means preventing problems at their source, while in one timing emphasizes striking decisively while opponents remain undecided. A master strategist uses the environment as an advantage. Position yourself with light sources behind you for clear visibility while obscuring opponents' vision. Seek higher ground and guide opponents to disadvantageous positions. These principles apply to all competitive situations, from business negotiations to personal conflicts. Crossing at a ford means knowing when and where to engage, like choosing the right spot to cross a river. When facing multiple challenges, take a fluid approach. Address strong points first, then shift as they weaken. Your strategy should adapt to the terrain rather than fight against it. Avoid fixating on specific details, an opponent's hands, face, or movements, as this confuses the spirit. Musashi advocates natural perception, like athletes who perform without consciously focusing on mechanics. In strategy, perceive the whole situation rather than isolated elements. Speed isn't essential to true strategy, Musashi declares. Things appear fast or slow according to rhythm, not absolute velocity. The master strategist acts with perfect timing rather than mere speed, achieving more through calm efficiency than frantic activity. Knowing when to act is as crucial as knowing how. To know the times means understanding whether an opponent's spirit is flourishing or waning, and positioning yourself advantageously. When collapse begins, pursue without delay. Hesitation allows recovery. The psychological dimension is vital. To frighten means unsettling opponents with unexpected approaches, while to throw into confusion means bewildering their spirit with varied techniques. The mountain sea change principle advocates constant adaptation. If they expect mountains, become the sea. If they expect the sea, become mountains. Different tools serve different purposes. The longsword is versatile, while other weapons excel in specific contexts. When uncertain of an opponent's intentions, move the shade with a strong feint to reveal their resources. The environment isn't merely backdrop, but an active strategic element to be manipulated. Musashi rejects the distinction between interior and surface knowledge. Strategy has no hidden meaning or secret tradition. Reality is reality. Understanding comes through experience, not through concepts of interior and gate. The strategic mindset must permeate all aspects of life, not just special circumstances. The void represents the pinnacle of Musashi's philosophy, a state beyond technique where true mastery resides. It's not mere ignorance or confusion, but understanding what doesn't exist through knowing what does. Many mistake incomprehension for the void. The true path requires studying your craft comprehensively without deviation. Through settled spirit and daily practice, perception sharpens. When bewilderment clears from your spirit, you find the true void. In this paradoxical state, technique becomes so internalized it vanishes from conscious thought. Masters don't contemplate strategy. They act appropriately without hesitation, like water taking any container shape. The void enables perfect timing, what Musashi calls no design, no conception. Acting from emptiness, without premeditation, you respond to what is rather than what you expect. This freedom from fixation allows appropriate response to any situation. The void isn't emptiness, but clarity, the absence of distortion and attachment that cloud perception. Musashi teaches that strategy must permeate all aspects of life. There is no division between critical moments and ordinary living. Your combat stance must become your everyday stance, he declares. This integration begins with maintaining consistent spiritual bearing and physical posture across all circumstances. Understanding develops through diligent training and applying strategic principles to daily activities. The concept of timing pervades everything from music and conversation to business interactions. Living the way demands both physical sight and intuitive understanding, coupled with ruthless honesty in seeing things as they are and assessing your capabilities. When strategy fully integrates into daily life, artificial boundaries dissolve. Combat principles inform business, artistic sensibilities enhance tactical understanding, and ordinary interactions reveal strategic insights. This integration embodies Musashi's core teaching, living with purpose and clarity in every moment.